Well, if you're at work, what about the prospect of your employer organising your vaccine? Well, as the pressure to vaccinate escalates, Corporate Australia is calling for greater government advice on whether staff should get the jab at the work. Last week, the fruit and vegetable cannery SPC said vaccinations would be mandatory for all of its staff. But now, other businesses are worried about the legal and industrial issues it may open up. For more, I spoke a short time ago with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. Why do you think vaccines won't fly in corporate Australia?
Well, good afternoon, Sally. Well, first up, the Prime Minister doesn't think vaccination should be mandatory. He says the federal government won't create special laws, but employers can use existing workplace laws to order employees in high-risk environments to get the jab. Of course, we have SPC here demanding vaccinations. That would be a legal and industrial test case. And already trade unions like the AMWU, which represents SP workers, is complaining about a lack of consultation and says it should be up to public health officials to make the call on whether compulsory vaccination of workers should go ahead. Banks are also now rolling out vaccinations in the red zones of South West Sydney for staff and their families, but these are voluntary. And Anna Bly, the chief executive of the Australian Banking Association, told me that mandating jabs was not a matter for employers to decide.
Well, I think in the end that's going to be a discussion for government. That's not something that banks have given consideration to for their own staff. And part of that pilot is actually working with the task force to understand how a rollout of a vaccine in a workplace can work before we can look at that happening much more broadly across workplaces of all kinds as part of an acceleration and ramping up when supply of the vaccines becomes much more predictable. And if large employers can vaccinate their workforces at work, then that takes those people out of the queue. That's really what the role that Corporate Australia wants to play.
That's Anna Bly there, the Australian Banking Association Chief Executive. And Peter, how do the big employer groups feel about the confusion and also the pressure when it comes to vaccinations?
Well, Sally, most feel like the responsibility is being handballed at the moment to business, and also that greater clarity is needed along with greater direction from both state and federal governments. Innes Willocks, Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, worries that the rush to vaccinate workers without the right guidelines could create one of the biggest legal and industrial issues arising from the pandemic.
It will eventually turn out that way. It's almost certain that, as things stand, there'll be a challenge either through Fair Work or through the courts as to the right or ability of a company to oblige their workforces to be vaccinated. At the moment, government, state and federal are just leaving this to employers. And, it's a pretty untenable situation where employers are being left to their own devices, as it were, to make decisions around whether it is lawful and reasonable for them to mandate vaccinations, given that employers are obliged to provide a safe workplace for their workforces. Governments need to hurry up. They're very slow around this, and this is deeply frustrating.
That's Innes Willocks from the Australian Industry Group speaking to our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.